send more help. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky speaks to members of Congress this morning about his country's fight against the Russian military invasion. Here's Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
President Zelensky is expected to thank the U.S. for the military help it's given to Ukraine so far and may make the plea for it to go even farther. The speech will be live streamed into the U.S. Capitol. It could include another request for President Biden to send war planes, something he has resisted. It's not a joint session or a meeting of Congress, but all members have been invited to attend the event that starts at 9 o'clock Eastern. Following the address, President Biden is expected to deliver his own remarks detailing $800 million in additional security help for Ukraine. Chris.
Well, Tanya, the first interest rate hike in more than 3 years expected to be announced by the Federal Reserve Bank today, trying to help fight inflation. It means higher borrowing costs for new mortgage and car loans and credit card balances. An unsuccessful missile launch from North Korea.
South Korea's military said North Korea fired an unidentified projectile, but that launch looks to have ended in failure. The U.S. and South Korea said last week that North Korea had tested an ICBM system in recent launches. No word yet on what this latest launch was, but the North has been saying it recently tested systems for spy satellite. U.S. forces in the Korean Peninsula have ramped up readiness in response to those launches. U.S. Forces Korea said in a press release Tuesday they've increased the intensity of their military exercises to demonstrate their capabilities. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Senate unanimously approves a bill to make daylight saving time, what we're in now, permanent. 12 states already keep it that way year-round. It would mean no more moving the clock twice a year for everybody else, with less light in the morning and more in the evening year-round. The proposal now goes to the House. There was a committee hearing about it last week. Daylight saving time started in 1942. It was in effect year-round till 1945 as a wartime way to save fuel. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
About 6% of Ukraine's population has left the country as refugees, many of them children.
The United Nations says more than 1.4 million children are among some 3 million people who fled Ukraine in less than 3 weeks.
This crisis in terms of speed and scale is unprecedented since World War II.
James Elder with the UN's children's agency UNICEF says, like all children displaced by conflict, the Ukrainian kids
are at significant risk of family separation, of violence, of sexual exploitation and of trafficking.
UNICEF says the total of 1.4 million displaced children is equivalent to 55 children per minute since the conflict began, or almost one per second. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Taking some lessons from the coronavirus pandemic, a bipartisan blueprint to overhaul the public health systems approved by a Senate committee. There'd be a new chain of command, a goal of clear communication, and a stronger medical supply chain. Just a first step, and the changes would cost tens of billions of dollars to implement. Well, they could use the rain, but there's a risk for severe weather in the southeast, and there's a mid-March winter storm moving across the country.
Another big winter storm cranking up across the plains, bringing heavy snow from the southwest to the northeast the next few days. An Arctic cold front has brought temperatures down 20 to 30 degrees below average as far south as Texas. Snow will spread into the Tennessee and Ohio valleys Friday and Saturday. Parts of the interior northeast will receive more than a foot of snow. Meanwhile, strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible on Friday from the Gulf Coast to the southeast, including the risk of hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
A dust storm from the Sahara Desert now in its second day is making it hard to breathe in parts of Spain. It's combining with rain in southern Spain to make mud. The storm has now spread to France and Portugal, leaving dust on cars and buildings. Again, our top story, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addresses Congress virtually at 9 a.m. Eastern. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.